Years after Hurricane Katrina, the rebuilding of New Orleans continues with sometimes surprising results. NPR's Richard Gonzalez recently visited the city and sent us this postcard about a man who built the house of his dreams.
Driving through Araby, Louisiana, on the outskirts of New Orleans, empty lots easily outnumber the homes that survived Katrina. But nothing prepares a visitor for the site of Gerald Brady's house.
Man, I got people all over the world come here and take pictures.
I believe it.
You'd be surprised, you know?
Brady, a former shipyard welder, has built a two-story log cabin sitting on top of 8-foot-high concrete piers.
The house is from the bottom to the top is 30 feet, and underneath is 8 foot. Let's go inside, and then I'll show you inside.
Brady says he bought the lot a few years ago for $5,000 and then sat on it for another year and a half. All the other houses nearby are made of brick.
I said, I got tired looking at the houses. I said, man, I got to build me a log cabin.
Why a log cabin?
Well, since I was a kid, I've been wanting a log cabin. I seen them years ago, you know, in the olden days, you know, the good times, you know, the cowboys and all that, they had log cabins and all that. So I said, well, let me build me one.
It took Brady another year and about $90,000 to build the cabin. He says the building was the easy part. The hard part was getting the permits from out-of-town inspectors.
The last permit guy come out here from Oregon. He come out here and he said, nobody don't know what they doing. I said, I think I can build anything I want. And I said, it look like you don't know what you're doing, you know, because I used to build ships and everything. If I can't build anything, I might as well hang it up.
The inspectors forced him to hire an engineer, says Brady, but that was all right with him.
And that's how I got the log cabin built, you know, after 3.5 years. Let's go upstairs. I'm going to show you upstairs.
From upstairs, you can see down on the rest of a neighborhood that Brady says was submerged in more than 20 feet of water after Katrina.
Really? All the swamp, mud, and everything came in here. They had fish, shrimp, everything, snakes and all in here. I tell you, it was unreal, you know. You have to see it to believe it. But nature takes its course.
And Brady is convinced that something like Katrina will happen again. And when it does, he says he hopes to be standing tall in what he calls his log cabin watchtower here in Araby, Louisiana. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.